You ever see somebody and they just love something that you like, but they love it? That's the way this woman is with tamales. Now, this is a video. But we'll explain what's going on as it happens. It starts out, she's going to take a bite of a tamale, and then she's going to frighten you by making a noise.
Bro.
Sitting in her car.
Ah!
She's excited.
Some aggressive bites.
Oh my God. Whoa.
Now she lifts up a plastic bag, like the kind you'd use at a bulk food store, or at bulk food, just big, clear plastic.
It's a garbage bag.
Where do you buy a bag of tamales like this?
That's a garbage bag of tamales.
It is giant.
Or a whole bag of tamales. I got that bag.
Stop chewing.
10 minutes ago, and this is my third one.
Third one?
Tamales are so good. I could smash them like you do.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Like,
yeah.
But I've only had them a few times, but like two or three, and I'm full.
Yeah, for sure. But I mean, God, if they're good and I'm hungry enough, especially if I'm hungover, some of my Mexican food when I'm hungover is medicinal.
I could eat that bag.
Oh,
could
so
you
good.
Really?
Yeah. I like to think I wouldn't be as annoying as her, but I could do it.
Do you think they're spicy? Is that why she's making these weird noises?
No, I think she loves them. I think
she's just weird.
She's Jaying.
Yeah.
Okay, she's whinnying like a horse.
Y'all see how my hair is standing up?
Well, I mean,
I don't like the smacking.
You're disgusting.
I don't like her.
Yeah, your hair is standing up because you just pulled your sleeve up.
Right.
I hate this person. I hate everything about her. She's
that lady. She don't speak English, but she knows how to cut these.
That's a gross person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your tamales, though? What is the thing where you know you can eat too much and you're going to make barbaric yelps while you're doing it like that?
Nothing.
Barbaric yelps.
That didn't work.
Yeah. That's a
barbaric yelps.
That is a great reference that maybe I got.
It's fine if we don't all stop on it.
But that's not what we do.
Right. No. That is exactly what we do.
There's a restaurant bar like right around the corner over here that I go to all the time. And they have these buffalo chicken. I call them wontons because they're like egg rolls.
I believe we've split some after morning shows back when you were an intern.
They're buffalo chicken rolls.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember like you screaming or chewing with your mouth open so much. So
no,
that's nice.
But I make those noises in my head every time. Or we'll sit down and we'll order them. And I'm like, oh, I can't wait. And then they show up and I'm like, this right there. This is it. They're so.
You want some right now, don't you?
Kinda.
Yeah. Tommy is addicted to Cinnamon Toast Crunch in all forms.
It's true.
You've had, you're eating Cinnamon Toast Crunch this morning.
Every morning, yep.
You texted us, it is every morning. You texted us excitedly, not last night, but the night before, about Cinnamon Toast Crunch breakfast taco shells you found.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about those.
Did you
buy
some?
To get some. Did I get them?
You didn't buy them that night?
No, my friend sent me a picture of them. I don't even know where she found them at, but they looked delicious. They had like ice cream you can put in them and all this jazz. Like
they had. You mean the grocery store?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry.
Big grocery had some. Oh, yeah, they're really trying to woo you with this CTC. Howings, what's your tamales?
I mean, there's nothing on earth that'll make me make noises like that monster, but I do love a good, hot, soft pretzel dunked in wet, you know, like a warm melted cheese, like that garlic cheese.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's
good. Yeah. Kelly,
corn dogs. God, I love them.
Could you eat a bag of them, so to speak? Really?
Yeah, because the like batter around them is not usually super thick.
Right.
And some of the places like here along the beach shores and stuff, like you can find real good corn dogs, and they dip them, fry them, and then slather them up in mustard and ketchup. My God.
You're right there now, aren't you?
I could do it right now.
Steve, what's your tamales?
Probably like a ballpark dog.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, especially like any kind of stadium sporting event, cheap, crappy hot dog. Like the minor league hockey team here used to do dollar beers, dollar dogs. And then
were good, but they were low-level hot dogs.
It's a dirty water dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like they were the ones that they would shoot out in a cannon in between, during intermission.
You get in, the tin foil that it's wrapped around is all smashed, and your bun is like half an inch thick.
It's
because
sweaty.
Of how
yes.
Oh, it's so sweaty when you open it up. But yeah, I mean, we would go for dollar beers, dollar dogs, and we'd order like 10 beers and 10 dogs.
Right.
And I mean, they're so, because they're so small, it's two, maybe three bites, and you got that dog just done.
Do you find you're like me, though? Like, I like those two, but I like them a billion times less when I go to a normal day. And they're like $5.
Oh, go, yeah, definitely. I mean,
this is not worth this.
Half of the joy is in how cheap they are.
Yeah.
Yes. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like really good chips would be my tamales. I know it's not exactly the same, but I can devour way more than what is appropriate.
Oh, yeah.
And still want more. There's no point of diminished returns.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly if I'm having like a crown and diet with it, it is a very slippery slope. There's a reason I'm not allowed to do either of those things for the next 39 more days because of how slippery that slope is. Oh, but God. Last time we went to Costco, they had a giant bag of Kirkland wavy style kettle chips.
Oh, yum.
Oh, wavy kettle.
Best of both worlds.
Yeah. I couldn't stop eating them to the point where I had to make Kayla promise to not buy them again.
You know those voodoo chips that we had in here that
one
time?
Oh, my God.
They're like Zapp's voodoo chips, and Costco has a Costco-sized bag of those right now. Man, that thing, my hand was just covered in voodoo dust. I smashed that bag in like 2 days. So good.
Slaps.
Mm, yes, it does. Mm-hmm. You know what else I am? Like with this deviled eggs, I freaking love deviled eggs.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I could just pop that a million deviled eggs into my mouth. I don't even care.
God, so many farts.
God, I know. Yeah, ooh.
But they feel so good, and everything's just great with the world.
So many Dutch ovens.
Yummy.
Which is funny because I wouldn't sit there and eat a 6-egg omelet for breakfast, but
right?
But I could easily knock out. Like 2-3 dozen deviled eggs.
2-3 dozen.
For real. It ain't a joke. When you love them, you love them.
Man, yeah, that's the thing. Like, I like them. I'll have one, you know, or two maybe.
What makes a deviled egg so good?
You take the yolk out and you mix it with like mayonnaise. Some people put pickles in it and hot sauce and paprika. Oh, man, so good. Throw a little sriracha.
Mustard too, right?
Yeah, mustard in there. Mm-hmm.
But that's the thing. I don't like mustard. I don't like mustard at all. I gag when I think of it. But with a deviled egg, I'm like, yes, please.
Oh, do you know the other thing I can't stop eating if they bring it? Like at a place where you go and they're like, all right, before your meal, here's some chips and queso.
That's what I was just going
to
say.
It's impossible to stop. I don't think I've ever ordered it myself. But if it empties and they go, you want some more? Yeah, bring it back. Keep doing it. I'm going to only eat this.
Any place
just kidding.
Does,
I'm going to order two.
Any place that does like a salsa flight. I'm so there. Just the other night before a Fall Out Boy concert, my roommate and I stopped somewhere, got some tacos and a chips and salsa flight. And I don't know what it is, but you put it in front of me and my eyes go black. I just devour it. And she's like, you are a slut for salsa.
Yeah.
Salsa slut.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a salsa slut.
Those places that bring it out just as like standard operating procedure.
Yeah.
If I don't ask for a second basket, I've failed myself.
Yeah.
But well, that's never happened.
What about the places that bring you a warm loaf of pre-sliced bread?
Love that, too.
And then the olive oil.
And
no, yeah. Real butter.
Love that. Love that.
Mm. No.
I don't want an oil slick on my bread.
Honestly,
give me butter.
Bread. It's the bread I love.
Yeah. Butter's too much work, though. I still don't understand how I can't believe it's not butter spray. Didn't catch on, like, worldwide.
It's pretty great. We still have it
so
at our
convenient.
House.
So convenient.
Particularly for the kids.
Yeah, but when you manually spread it, sometimes you get the joy of hitting that, like too thick a dollop.
The honey pot.
The too thick spot.
Oh, you know another good
one? Oh,
so
much butter.
Shrimp cocktail. I could eat 1,000 of those little shrimp. Mm. Yeah. And oysters.
Sounds
see,
like
y'all aren't seafood people, huh?
Mm-hmm. I ain't that
I
kind
like
of
cooked
seafood.
Shrimp.
Not all
I
mean,
love
I like
cooked
seafood.
Not all of us summered in Connecticut.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah.
That's where my grandma lived.
Yeah, not all of us want to slurp.
In a beach house in Bradford.
Not all of us want to slurp snot out of a shell.
Oh, my God. Throw hot sauce and some vinegar in there. Woo! Yes. I could eat 1,000 oysters, too.
Yes.
I love them. When I was in Canada, I honest to God, I think I ate 30 dozen oysters. That was all I was eating.
Oh, my God.
That is so many.
30 dozen?
Easily. I don't know.
But if you're covering everything in hot sauce and vinegar, like hot
that's
sauce
360.
And, I know. I'm not kidding. I at least ate 2 dozen a day while I was there. I'm on the West Coast in Canada. Their seafood's better there. It's all organic and grass-fed.
Grass-fed seafood, yeah. Yeah, they do that. Yeah.
I guess I've never been there, so I'll take your word for it about this important dietary note.
My God, and you know I'm a gin girl, and gin goes great with oysters, so... Oh. Honestly.
God, everything you're saying sounds disgusting. Now
you don't like gin?
Now yeah, you smell so like...
Now you got junipers in you.
Yeah. Mm, now you smell right. like a bathroom air freshener that got weed on.
Yum. Sometimes those little paprika things... Not paprika. What are they called? Potpourri? They look edible.
Yes, yeah, two totally different things.
No, go ahead and sprinkle those on something. Put those put potpourri on your deviled eggs.
This text, I go to Olive Garden fairly regularly, but I've never eaten my meal there. I order the meal, eat so many breadsticks, then take my food home for leftovers.
Yeah, I could see
like
that.
Like they just, yeah. Okay, put this in a box. Seriously?
When they bring out as much salad and breadsticks as you can possibly handle.
Oh, if you fill up on salad at Olive Garden, you're a sucker.
Oh, I love it. I love salad, though.
That's how they get you.